ओम शांति। वी स्टार्टेड अवर जर्नी ऑफ साइलेंस विद द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ लेटिंग गो ऑफ द फिजिकल वर्ल्ड, the attraction, temptation, desires and influence of this physical world. That is starting our journey by being introspective. Instead of using our energy, time, thoughts, vision on external world, we connected ourselves with our inner world, and first time Om Shanti means turning within. That is let past be past, putting a full stop to the past. This is called pilgrimage of remembrance, purification. Or transformation from body conscious to soul conscious. From external world to eternal world. When energy is not consumed, it is the feeling of being filled. Not only the power of the soul, but one feels a relationship with the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul, with our eternal parents, the mother and father, mother and father means love and power. The new awareness, new identity, new consciousness. My parents are like me, just a point of light and love. My parents are the embodiment of purity and peace, and so am I. Then everything one watches with another point of view, from a distance, with the meaningful meaning of being here and yet going beyond. The soul is able to pack up. As this morning said, Baba had said, you become ready as soon as the call of time, the time calls you, you just go beyond. Past memories, unfinished business, any complication or difficulties do not exist anymore. What I carry with me is the sanskaras that I have inculcated in the company of my parents. I am colored with different colors of divine virtues. Of godly powers, then it is not only just the silence, it's powerful silence. This love, which is very gentle, becomes so vibrant, becomes so warming. It is just like not only heart feels that warmth, but the whole feeling, this costume, is in transparent light. It's gentle fire, purifying fire. You move towards the avyakta angelic stage. This is different type of silence, of satisfaction, totally detached, but balanced with love. It's a balance of switching off and switching on. The senses, the physical relation remains with the soul, with the body. But all these senses now are watching in the company of Baba. Everything is observed. You hear, you speak, you smile, you communicate. But with benevolent vision, with merciful vision, the power is transforming the atmosphere as well. All around you is only goodness, because the vision is only to pick up virtues or sheer virtues. Every breath one takes is filled with joy and peace. As one breathes out, is filled with benevolence and love. Freedom actions are performed in freedom. There's no bondage, there's no burden. This is called double lightness. You can call it angelic stage. You can call it karma yogi stage. Beyond the pull of what others are doing. Sometimes actions, even good actions of others, can pull you, and one wants to be like them. But one realizes each one has its own role. As an individual soul, I just watch very beautiful, inspiring drama. Appreciate the elevated karma and fortune of others. The heart is very pure, full of blessings. This power attracts others also, inspires others as well. It's inspiring each other. And you don't feel you are flying alone. You feel all these spiritual flying birds, angels, with the same aim, of same kind birds, flying together. Independently, individually, with personal strength. No one is flying with the wings of anyone else. And yet, flying almost with all the same enthusiasm and speed. Internal love becomes very intense. So it is the atmosphere and the physical world atmosphere in the subtle region. It is just like fire is burning at one place, but the warmth is also at another place in the atmosphere. When one wood is burning, it's also called fire. A little bit more peace is put in it. It burns easily. 10 pieces more are put in it, start burning with more power. And if one or two wood pieces are wet, they also become dry. They are also burning. So in this atmosphere of silence, if someone who is not practicing silence has not made a determined thought that I want to keep stillness, coolness, yet it is just like that attraction and begins to feel the same kind of power, the inner fire of love is very intense. And grossness is transformed. You go beyond. And the silence of the silent world is filled with whatever intense power that the soul has accumulated. The full potential is for the new creation. The tree of life had an expansion. Good efforts, good experience, good environment, good meditation, good karma yoga was reward. And yet the soul is totally detached from that. Just like a ripe fruit, a sweet fruit, is detached from its stuff, what is around it, its pulp around. A mango, when it is unripe, it's very attached to its core. The core is attached to its meat. The more it gets the sunshine, the more it gets the power of this environment, it is becoming sweet, ripe, soft. In the same way, this godly love, light, is becoming might. And that love that the soul experiences is nectar, sweetness. There's no need to say with words or even in internal, my Baba, lovely Baba, sweet Baba. These words are not there. And it's not that you are creating thoughts. It's a state you are drinking the nectar. It is just like the honeybee when it starts drinking the nectar from the flower, buzzing, buzz, 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 stops. Busy in taking the nectar in. When you are drinking the nectar and it's in your mouth, you are not talking. You're just, your face is telling, it's so sweet. So sweet Baba, my Baba. Lovely Baba, sweet Baba, it's the power of sweetness, detachment is purity, it's pure love, that Baba is also detached, and the soul is receiving just natural, as like when you are under the sunshine, you are not making effort. The rays of the sun penetrate and the system absorbs that sunshine. The air, fresh air, you are not making effort. But your every pore of your body feels fresh. And so in the soul world, in that silence, it's a natural absorbing, now only at the confluence stage, because it is the soul has prepared consciously, and this knowledge in essence is also there when we are meditating. Now we can have this journey and we see the contrast. It is the land of Nirvana. region of nirvana. There is no sound, stillness, fullness, complete. Beyond everything. But the comfort is wonderful. It is also this region of silence, the silence of silent word, is doing everything silently. Now the fire is also that, but when with enthusiasm, the love that was filled with enthusiasm, love for service, love for doing some special activity, creativity, it is also with love. It was visible, collecting point of knowledge from here, connecting point of knowledge from here. It is just like you are preparing, like wood burning together from an old is finished and new is bringing light. Or you are have accumulated that what is called oil of knowledge or petrol of knowledge or gas. A cylinder is there, but you connect it and the fire is burning. You don't need to fan anymore. It's automatically, it is burning. You just switch it on. Still the fire is visible. Go beyond. Fire is burning. Food is being cooked. But everything is clean. In modern technology, solar energy can do wonders. Microwaves can, invisible, cook everything. But it is the very subtle, deep realization of relationship. All relationships with one. The mother, the father, like today Baba said, Bap, Dada. First, mother and father. And so you become aware, here you are aware of new birth, Brahma the mother, Shiva Baba the father. You become aware in following the footsteps of the father as my senior brother. Younger brothers and sisters follow what elder brother and sister say. If elder brother says to the mother with a name, younger child also call the mother as name of the mother. Elder brother says, Mummy, the other young child also says, Mummy. So follows. And so we followed Brahma Baba, how much love he had, how much dedication he had, how in every action, in his vision, in his thought, in his vibrations. So this connection in the soul world, it is just, it has become our samskaras. We follow him, and then because we are following at the same time, moving forward, upward. So inwardly, power then take us upward by following, moving forward how Brahma Baba did. So become karma yogis, filled with blessing and power, sakash. And so here it is then a very loving feeling of the power of truth. Three powers in the soul world are working together. It's the power of truth. It's the land of truth. The true benevolent being Baba is in the soul world. And I, the soul, in my original, eternal, true, immortal form is in the soul world. And there is only purity, nothing else. Truth, purity, and this eternal immortal state of the soul, which is now, because it is pure, it has the power of divinity which is going to come back again on this corporeal world to express itself. So this seed is expressing itself in the corporeal world. And so you are there in the world of silence. Sitting in this world of silence is another aspect of very comfortable stage. Pure world, perfect world. And I'm just living energy an eternal light with spiritual life, godly life, divine life, in the form of egg of light. Visualize yourself. You are a seed which has potential, but everything is merged in it. At this moment, there's no need to express itself, just to be a powerful seed. Silent. A seed of light. With godly might. Even thoughts are merged. And in stillness, and this golden silence, in the supreme silence, in you, around you, is your perfection. Sato Pradhan, perfect purity. supreme silence. Is benevolent silence. It's blissful silence. The soul. In my eternal and immortal consciousness of being a seed of light, mind, my intellect and my sanskaras, all three are in harmony. Silent, still, peaceful. Intellect clean, divine, pure. Sanskaras are godly sanskaras, benevolent sanskaras. Original sanskaras in this silence, is the power and atmosphere of natural spirituality. perfect purity. And divinity. Power of Satguru. Light of Truth. Is shining, radiating out of the sun all around me is pure vibrations, golden vibrations. This power makes me feel the love of Mother, the Moon, and this coolness in my personality. Full peaceful like my parents, loveful, powerful. An eternal seed of light and might. I am. A pure and peaceful soul. In the soul world, in the silent world, in my home, all other shining stars are also perfect, pure, and peaceful. In the company of the ocean of silence, all of us are swimming in deep sea of silence, diving deep in silence. Absorbing that silence, I am silence. Om Shanti.